Imagine standing before 12 strangers who hold someone's fate in their hands. How do you convince them? Through legal precedents and statutes alone? Hardly. In courtrooms across America, a silent revolution has been unfolding, one that places storytelling at the heart of legal practice. Jonathan Shapiro, a former federal prosecutor turned television writer for shows like The Practice, bridges two worlds few inhabit simultaneously: the high-stakes arena of prosecution and the creative universe of screenwriting. His insight? Despite law school's best efforts to bleach away the stories, the practice of law is fundamentally about narrative construction. Those who master this art hold the keys to the courthouse, while those who ignore it risk losing winnable cases through technical competence but narrative incompetence. Throughout history, stories have served as vehicles for cultural heritage, entertainment, and crucial information transmission. Yet despite this power, storytelling is often dismissed as frivolous in legal education, where technical skill overshadows narrative ability. The first year of law school typically strips away human elements, focusing instead on abstract legal principles. But when lawyers appear before judges, the fundamental question isn't just, "What's your legal argument?" but, "Why should I care?" During Department of Justice training, prosecutors learn that trials are essentially storytelling competitions where the winning side tells the best story. Yet few lawyers fully embrace this reality. Every compelling legal narrative requires fundamental elements that engage the audience. Setting, jurisdiction, establishes where events unfold and what rules apply. Lawyers must consider jurisdictional advantages, as the DOJ's Child Exploitation Unit demonstrated by filing cases in conservative jurisdictions where community standards supported their narrative goals. Characters, parties, and witnesses drive the narrative. Include only interesting characters. Characters are only interesting if relevant, and make necessary but dull characters compelling. Understanding what characters want reveals their nature, biases, credibility, and truthfulness. Conflict drives both storytelling and law. Without it, neither profession would exist. While competing desires create natural conflict, legal conflicts must manifest externally. Legendary prosecutor Robert Brosio demanded extreme clarity. Don't assume they know anything. Spell out the conflict between your story and the other side's as often and as clearly as possible. Ethos establishing credibility is most visible when examining its abuse. Prosecutors face unique challenges when bringing cases against police officers, whose uniform, badge, and gun create built-in credibility, establishing them as inherently honest. Prosecuting an officer means undermining the foundation of the prosecutor's own work. Shapiro once prosecuted two corrupt officers who had beaten confessions from innocent men. Despite video evidence, the ethos mismatch between clean-cut officers and damaged victims made conviction nearly impossible. Only when the main victim died from an unrelated accident did the officers plead guilty. The judge apologized before imposing a mere 2-year sentence, demonstrating the power of police ethos. One officer later told the press that had he known he'd face prison, he would have killed the victim instead, revealing his belief that his professional status should have permanently protected him. Logos forms the foundation of effective storytelling, the logical structure that convinces listeners not just that you're credible, but that you're right. This principle came alive when Shapiro prosecuted a gynecologist who defrauded patients by falsely diagnosing them with cancer and subjecting them to unnecessary treatments. Building the logos required navigating multiple challenges: statute of limitations issues, missing records, uncooperative colleagues protecting the doctor, and frightened victims. They focused on patients within the statute of limitations who had received false diagnoses and unnecessary procedures. Despite a solid logical framework, the first trial ended with a hung jury because one holdout believed doctors were infallible. The second trial, with the same approach but a different jury, resulted in conviction, demonstrating that even perfect logos can't guarantee victory when human judgment is involved. Without credibility and logic, emotion becomes not just meaningless but potentially destructive. Stephen Yagman's career exemplifies over-reliance on pathos, particularly his use of anger as a persuasive tool. He once hired a psychiatrist to secretly observe a judge he believed had treated him unfairly, then filed a motion claiming the judge was mentally unfit. During a drug conspiracy case against Shapiro, Yagman's tactics escalated to inappropriate demands about juror sexuality, comparing prosecutors to Nazi soldiers just following orders. The consequences were severe. His client received a 30-year sentence, and Yagman's own career eventually collapsed. The lawyer, like a jazz soloist, must be attuned to their audience, constantly judging responses. George Carlin noted that comedians create as they perform, with the audience voting every few seconds. This immediate feedback loop is essential for lawyers, too. Those unable to recognize when they're boring their audience shouldn't practice law involving human interaction. Technical aspects significantly impact performance. In television, 2/3 of crew members work solely on making actors look good through wardrobe, makeup, and lighting. While lawyers often criticize TV legal shows for unrealistic timelines or incorrect law, they rarely notice the unrealistically attractive attorneys. Yet appearance substantially affects credibility in real courtrooms. Studies confirm that well-groomed, professionally dressed attorneys are perceived as more competent. Unlike Hollywood directors, lawyers must work with miscast clients and witnesses who cannot be replaced. This requires preparing them to understand the legal process and their role, not rehearsing them, which risks exposing your script to opposing counsel, but ensuring they present effectively. Why do some lawyers consistently win cases while others with equal knowledge fail? The answer lies in storytelling. Aristotle's rhetorical triangle identifies three persuasion modes: ethos, credibility; logos, logic; and pathos, emotion. When balanced, these elements create compelling narratives. In one case, Shapiro prosecuted a minister who had beaten his daughter during church. During cross-examination, the minister demonstrated the beating using Shapiro as a prop, knocking off his glasses. Despite defense appeals to racial solidarity and community values, the jury returned a guilty verdict, proving that what moves us emotionally isn't always admirable. Effective lawyers should treat case and story as interchangeable, developing narratives with the same attention to pacing and character development that novelists employ. The most important story lawyers tell isn't in a courtroom. It's the narrative they create about their profession and themselves. Though lawyer bashing is an American tradition, Tocqueville recognized lawyers as essential guardians of democracy. If today's public doesn't share this view, lawyers have only themselves to blame. The internal narrative, the story lawyers tell themselves about their professional lives, may matter most. Whether you're the hero, villain, or supporting character depends on the narrative you create. This personal story represents the ultimate product of your work. We are an imperfect group, sworn to uphold fairness, equality, and peaceful conflict resolution, making our work noble. The courtroom is a theater where competing stories vie for believability. The best lawyers aren't just legal technicians, but master storytellers who understand that ultimately, the most compelling narrative wins.